Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Marcus Schosker, and I'm here to talk to you today about history's biggest freeloader, the potato. Now, today as a society, we are familiar with a variety of vegetables and fruits, perhaps no more than the potato. We cut it up and fry it, mash it, and we even put damn googly eyes on it. They've become part of us, in our culture. Potatoes are the staple of the American diet, and were the difference between hunger and starvation in Europe between the 18th and 19th century. As a matter of fact, because of its nutritional value and adaptability, the potato has been dragged across the world, hitchhiking a ride from South America to Europe. Now, the idea of potatoes hitchhiking a ride with humans sounds preposterous, Marcus. I know. They're not boxcar hobos. Well, what if I told you that this idea was not so far-fetched after all? An author, professor, and home gardener, Michael Pollan, supports this idea. Not only does Pollan suggest that the human population is being manipulated by this very same vegetable, but has endured hardship for spreading the spud. Our beloved potato, and I'm saying that in air quotes, has started off its life in South America and made its way into Europe during the Columbian Exchange post-1492. Initially, the potato encountered stiff resistance and it was seen as an unholy vegetable as it grew below the ground. However, it would soon become Ireland's favorite vegetable because of its ability to grow in difficult terrain, as well as its efficiency in crop production. And it is because of these abilities that the Irish population between the 18th and 19th century has jumped from 3 million to 8 million. Ireland was not the only country who had benefited from the miracle that grew down under. Soon after, Germany and France followed them, sprouting their own success. However, in 1845, the potato blight disease surfaced, spreading rampant across the British Isles and Northern Europe. No country was more affected than Ireland. The monocropping had built up Ireland's population to a number it would not be able to support without its stable crop. After an estimated 1 million deaths, it became clear that humans were not calling the shots, the plants were. Michael Pollan writes about this belief in his book, The Bounty of Desire. An excerpt from a TED Talk he participated in describes his realization that the plants have exposed humanity's weakness.
Between the bee and that flower is that bee has been cleverly manipulated by that flower. And when I say manipulated, I'm talking about in a Darwinian sense, right? I mean, it has evolved a very specific set of traits, color, scent, flavor, pattern, that has lured that bee in. And the bee has been cleverly fooled into taking the nectar and also picking up some powder on its leg and going off to the next blossom. The bee is not calling the shots. And I realized then, I wasn't either. I had been seduced by that potato and not another into planting its, into spreading its genes, giving me a little bit more habitat. And that's when I got the idea, which was, well, what would happen if we kind of looked at us from this point of view, of these other species who were working on us? And agriculture suddenly appeared to me not as an invention, not as a human technology, but as a co-evolutionary development.
Now that the question of who controls who has surfaced, and the results of monocropping the potato were severe enough to kill millions of lives as well as destroying the economies, who is the master and who is the slave? Despite the disastrous outcome of allowing the potato to take root in our lives and allowing man to monocrop it, little has changed since the potato famine of 1845. Monocropping various fruits and vegetables, such as the potato, is still practiced across the United States as well as around the world. Little has been learned since then. Potatoes have enabled Northern Europeans as well as Americans to reach new heights in a period of 200 years, but at what cost? And what comes up must come down. Is monocropping a particular item such as the potato really worth it? I believe these questions are worth thinking about when you look into the history and impact of the potato had on humanity. And, my friends, that's a wrap on this podcast.